Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Football's over, right?
Let me see.
I'm reading all my notes.
Yeah, football is
football's
over.
Football's over, and so we're now sliding into baseball, but I was talking
about... No, baseball's on strike.
Well, I'm talking about the subject of baseball is on strike.
Okay.
It's more... Baseball is more prevalent now than it ever has been, even if they were in camp hitting fungo.
You know what's really important now in baseball? Just one little point I'll make. They're releasing Dave Roberts and Rich Aurelia's Red Stitch wines. That means the Cabernet and the Pinot will be coming out. So that'll be big baseball news. You can get wines that they make in Napa Valley, California.
Besides you, is there anybody that knows about this?
Well, you do. I've taken dinner with you.
Yeah, I do now.
Mike Gary knows. He's in here.
Mike does?
Mike knows.
Do you, Mike?
Yeah, this Red Stitch wine. It's really, really good. And Dave, and I'm sure Rich will be tossing back a few glasses of that while they're waiting for the strike. Anyway, you were saying.
What was I saying?
Football's no longer.
So anyway, now we're sliding into baseball through baseball owner player union negotiations for a new CBA. But there's a lot of
collective
things.
Collective bargaining.
There's a lot of things that are coming about with professional basketball. And hockey, and how everything about that is not good is being exploited by through the Lakers. The Lakers have big problems.
They do?
Yes, big problems.
We're going to talk about that
and
today.
We're going to talk about that today.
All right, so we'll bring in
an expert to talk to us by the name of Mike Gary.
All right, so that'll be good. So we'll get Mike Gary in. Isn't he also our line producer?
Of course.
The guy knows a lot.
It's an in-house opinion hour.
He was on vacation last week. I don't know what we did without him, especially since I wasn't around either.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more. This is the Sports Lounge. We're coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM Radio. We're coming to you on multiple social media platforms. Stay with us, won't you? We'd love to have you on board. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
Thank you. The all-pro defensive end, acting legend.
Let's go check out the neighbors are talking to us, and then we got to get to our guest here a little bit. But you guys, Bruce says we need more shows. That people want more shows, Fred. They want you to come on here 5 days a week. What the heck are you going to do about it?
Well, we're working on it. I mean, life is doesn't just don't turn it on like a light switch.
They can call Robert Davi and ask him to retire.
Here's what we should do. Take over the time slot, and then he'll hear about it.
Here's the deal. I brought your tank, my tank, and my Gary's tank, and we've lined it up in front of Robert Davi's house so we can just roll in there and take over. And just roll him right out of Florida, and we take over the time slot. What do you think?
Well, when you leave town, all kinds of things can
happen. Well, yeah, and we've got some good Californians that are trapped in this house. So we have to go ahead and release them because we're worried about Californians since we broadcast from Hollywood, California. So we're there, and President Joe Biden has tried to get in there, and I think he's trying to cut off the gas to the house, whatever, but it ain't going to work. We're going to still roll those tanks in there and take out Davi.
That's the type of thing I like to hear. It's good spirit.
Okay. I knew you would like that. Bruce, thank you for bringing that up. Kathy says, happy Wednesday. She's in Lawndale. Nikki is saying hello from Nebraska. She says it's a balmy 11 degrees today. Would you imagine that? A beautiful, you know, I decided before I came in here, I'd do some shirt sleeve weather because it's probably 11 degrees in Nebraska.
Well, it's also 10 degrees in Oklahoma.
Well, it's a little cooler there, so I would actually wear a jacket there. So in Nebraska there, Kathy, is it Schuyler, Nebraska, home of Al Grubnick and the boys? You let us know because I'm very curious about that. I love that area of Nebraska. Now, we also have Martina is here. Martina.
Navratilova?
Hunter. Martina
Put
Hunter.
Her on. I want to talk
and
to
she
her.
And she says hi for a dryer.
Hello.
She's chatting there.
Hello.
Yeah. And Kathy says she's hearing echo, by the way, so I don't know what's going on. They're hearing some echo.
Hearing echo.
Yeah. I don't know. So Sean says, good afternoon, Fred and Greg. Apparently, I haven't been on the show for a while, so who is it that mentioned that? Let's see.
Greg.
That was Sean. Sean, I'm Mike. Next week, I'll have my name here on the shirt, but if you'd rather have Greg here, I don't know. Do we have a Greg?
What's he talking about?
He said hello to Fred and Greg.
Oh, all right.
So apparently he's a little confused as to who I am on the show.
I'd be more concerned if you said hello to Greg and Fred.
Could be the echo. Yeah. And Martina says, love you on Hunter. And so we got a lot of... Boy, there's a lot of things here. People are just jumping on this thing. And she says, you're handsome, by the way. She says, you're looking good for
Greg is?
She said, no, Hunter. Martina Hunter is saying this to you.
Oh.
Bernard says, hello, Fred and Mike. Thank you very much, Bernard, for getting my name right. So he's saying hello to us from Ottawa.
Ottawa. Sure probably, how are those trucks doing?
Exactly what I want to know.
Are they running out of gas?
Bernard, was he one of the truck drivers that was out there? I think Bernard was.
You could make a big hit with the truck drivers if you had a fast food restaurant right now.
That's what I'm thinking. Tonight I'm thinking some good sandwiches, hot cocoa. That would be the one to do. I'm thinking that you're right along with that. Nikki says it's Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay, the wind chill factor, she says, makes it feel like it's 1 degree today. Thank you, Nikki. And she says there's a bad echo. And Paul Stern says, Greg.
Where, in Nebraska?
No, Paul Stern. Newly married Paul Stern in Palm Springs wants to know if you are Greg Hunter. The old host that used to be here on our station, rest his soul.
I know who you're talking about. Is he married? What's happened to him since he's been married?
Neighbor Paul's humor seems to have gotten better. seems that way. Vicky has had a good influence on him. We need to go out there and see him. Now, you had some news about the Lakers, and I brought a special guest. We brought in Mike Gary. And Gary Hunter also over there. So if I can bring him in right now. Hi there. How are you, Mike Gary?
I'm doing very well. Happy to be here.
It's good to be. We can't see him on camera, but that's okay. If you've ever seen Mike. It's all right. So you had a question. I was going to throw it to you, Fred Dreyer. What do you got going on?
Okay. there's a lot of halfway through the season.
Yes.
A miserable season if you're a Laker fan or a Laker employee of any kind that has now come to the point where things have ruptured beyond just the unlikelihood of LeBron James delivering another championship. I said this at the beginning of the year that the Lakers would not make the playoffs.
You did say that.
I did say that. I've said that time and time again because the team is terribly matched with the new people they brought and the other people they let go. But what's going on now is that now they're trying to figure out who to blame for putting Russell Westbrook on the team. Is it Rob Pelinka, general manager? Or is it LeBron forcing everybody to do what he wants to be done? And so I do know that Mike Gary here, who works for us, works with us, is a big Laker fan, big basketball fan, and I thought I'd bring him in and get his take on this. Mike, you want to come in here?
Well, I appreciate that, Fred, and you're 100% correct. You were right on that prediction. No one would have thought that the Lakers, as they were constructed right now, at the beginning of the season, would be sub-500, which they are.
Right.
Right now, pretty much the only way they can get in the playoffs, unless they turn it around dramatically, would be through the play-in tournament. And what we're seeing here is, I think, the culmination of the destruction of the super team idea. That a super team, where you can bring in just very different, disparate stars, and just based off their individual talent, will be able to dominate. We didn't see that work, not only in the Lakers, we didn't see it work in Brooklyn either. And the best teams in the league, the most exciting teams in the league right now, Cleveland, if you can believe it, or the Chicago Bulls, or even the Phoenix Suns before Chris Paul got hurt, they all have complementary players. They have role players. Mm-hmm. They have maybe one or two stars, and then other players that can fulfill significant roles. I really want to put the blame at the feet of not only LeBron, but more so of Clutch Sports, his agency run, of course, by Rich Paul, his best friend from high school. And we are already seeing that Clutch released, you know, through their media sources that Clutch is not happy with Rob Pelinka because they wanted to see Russell Westbrook traded before the deadline for another Clutch client, specifically John Wall. And we're seeing not only LeBron trying to carry this team, which is going to frustrate him, and we saw during the All-Star break that LeBron James did some masterful storytelling where he said that, well, I'm open to returning to Cleveland. And so,
we heard that. Yeah, but to play with his little son, Bronny.
In the interim before Bronny was able to come to the league. And so I think LeBron is putting the Lakers on notice that they really need to make some changes. But we're past the trade deadline. There's no valuable free agents that they really could sign in the waiver period. So is he calling for maybe a coaching change? Is he calling for maybe a GM change?
Well, what do you think?
I think that LeBron and everything that he says is calculated. I think that he is putting a clock on perhaps signing a veteran, but there's not one out there. But there's a multitude of factors here. I mean, there's fatigue from the last season. Of course, they went deep into the playoffs during the bubble, which fatigued them. Anthony Davis can't get on the court.
I don't give much credence to the fact that they're tired because they're winning so much.
Nor do I. I mean, you can always go to sleep in that bed made of $45 million he makes every year. But yeah. Russell Westbrook has been terrible. He is not a distributor. He's a score first point guard. He does not. He's basket to basket. He is free throw line to free throw line. He is nowhere near the distributor we need for the kind of talent that we have on the Lakers mm-hmm. right now. Anthony Davis, God bless him, he can't get on the court. He seems more like he's protecting his long-term career than he's interested in winning, which I think is a very common phenomenon in the league today.
Well, you know, when you take a look at the arrogance that was put into putting this team together, it was like the Pelinka, the general manager, was left right outside the door of the office. And this thing was put together by LeBron James and his friends and his business cohorts. And without any consideration of what they were doing to the franchise. This franchise now has big problems in rebounding from this. My whole deal was, and we'll come back to this later on, but my whole philosophy here is, you know what you do? Owners own, general managers general manage, head coaches head coach, players play and shut up. There's no way you let these players into the general manager's or the owner's office to dictate. That's what Jeannie Buss has done. Again, I hold her feet to the fire. She's responsible. Here's what you do, Jeannie. You want me to tell you right now from Northridge over
here? We're going to
the break. Here's what you do.
Quick.
Hire Jerry West.
Oh, there you go. We'll have more for you. Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. We believe we fixed our echo problem. Our crack engineering staff, led by Mike Gary, found out that there was an audio extra camera open there. So Nikki and Kathy, who caught this, a couple of listeners there that are in the chat room, told us about it. So we'll go to a one shot of Fred, make sure that that's working. Fred, say hello to us if you would.
Hey.
We'll say a little more than just, hey,
well,
welcome back to the show.
Well, it is welcome back to the show. And I want to thank for the people who were right on top of this squeak. And that
hopefully we're not echoing.
Yeah,
now.
I'm not echoing.
Now, let me see if I got you guys straight. In the first segment of the show, you're saying, Mike Gary, that the Lakers could turn around if they got themselves a veteran. And I say quite simple. We used to have Major Ripster on our show here before, and he's one of the best veterans I know. Maybe we pick him up. What do you think of that? Wait a second, Michael.
You got to open me up. I'm not necessarily actually sold on the fact that they need to bring in a veteran.
Okay.
I think the season's not salvageable.
You think it's done?
No.
Fred, you agree?
Well, not only do I agree, but you've got the one element you must have if you're going to have success on the bench with a bad leg.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's
out for the next 7 weeks. You guys know.
Yes, and
who are we talking about here?
Well,
Anthony Davis.
And this is a bevy of injuries he had. I mean, the days. That's why I think players, not only football players, but all sports players of Fred's generation, going up to the 90s, were true gladiators. Because nowadays, you have a sore foot, they diagnose it plantar fasciitis, and you're out for 9 weeks.
Right.
And there's just no kind of pride of accomplishment or pride of championship-level competitiveness. And so I think this season is a wash. I mean, they have three max players, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook. They want max money. And unless one of them is not willing to sacrifice and take a little bit of less money, and these guys are going to, especially LeBron James and Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis has got a long career ahead of him. These guys are going to make probably over $500 million throughout the entire time of their career. How much is enough? How much is enough?
Let's ask the gladiator, Fred Dreyer.
Everybody's going to get their money within the time frame that they play under the circumstances. I'm not going to pay Anthony Davis any type of super money to keep him on this team. Not from what I've seen. I've seen him do great things and not enough of them, and I've seen him do relatively terrible things, getting hurt, and yet once again getting hurt with his rolling over his ankle. And I think, Mike, you're right about the so-called super team, where a star from another team like LeBron decides I'm going to L.A. and bring three of my best friends with me. So completely take your business model of the Lakers championship years, throw it out, and get me the players that I want, and I'll win a championship for you. I think once you start convincing owners around the league that that is the way to build a team instead of through the draft or trades or whatever, then you've turned your team over. You've lost control of your team, and that's what's happened. I've mentioned to Mike Horn several different times throughout the last couple of years that I'm not a big fan of Jeannie Buss. I'm not a big fan as a business person. I'm not a big fan of how she has driven away Jerry West, how she just completely turned the team over to Kobe. Then she turned the team over to Magic Johnson. And now you've got chaos. She's by herself. She's got Rambis and his wife over there doing what they do, and I guess they're okay. But something's wrong here. There isn't a singular voice. All you hear is sound bites from LeBron James and, talking about mumbling back in the hollows of the locker room that you got to get rid of the coach. And the point that we're all talking about here is, what about the franchise? I'm talking about getting rid of all of these people, LeBron included, AD, completely wiping them out, taking Rob Pelinka, saying, thanks, Rob, go back to Newport Beach and sit down with Jeannie and her president, general manager, and work this thing out as a game plan to get talent. There's a tremendous amount of young talent in this league this year, last year, and next year. There's a tremendous amount of young talent, and there's teams here now that are really on the verge of popping out. Cleveland and Memphis, all these teams have young, up-and-coming talent, and once somebody, and that's got to be Jeannie, she's got the best team, somebody has to step forward and say, the era of super teams is over, at least here in L.A.
Every championship Laker team, and you can quote me on this, even though I don't fact check, had two great players, one who was a draft pick of the Lakers and one who was either a free agent or acquired through a trade. Magic Johnson, drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came in free agency. Shaquille O'Neal came in free agency. Kobe Bryant, draft day trade from Charlotte. All the great Laker teams were built not only through the draft, but also through free agency. And
there you go.
And the lead dog is usually the one done through the draft. You're 100% right about Jerry West. The way they've treated Jerry West has been terrible. They canceled his season tickets and let him know via text message, which was completely insulting. You're right about Jeannie Buss. I think Jeannie Buss is an amazing business person. I think she's a terrible player evaluator.
So you guys want Jerry West back. I like Jerry West, too.
Yeah, or, I mean, Jerry...
Or a basketball brain like that.
Jerry West, or, you know, someone in the frame of Don Nelson, someone who actually, you know, can stand up to these agents. Fred, in that last segment you mentioned, which was so prescient, is that you have, you know, players going at the back steps to the owner's box talking about player personnel moves, but you have agents doing it too, not only in person, but through the media. These agents really need, I mean, I think you need to
ruin sports.
You need to crack the whip on these agents.
I agree.
They can negotiate contracts, that's fine, but anything else when it comes to basketball operations, they need to be outside that circle.
Well, what we've just been talking...
Gladiator, your thoughts.
What we've been talking about here is exactly what is missing in L.A. sports talk, radio, and newspapers. Nobody wants to come out and have the Lakers mad at them. Nobody wants to go into the locker room and say, hey, you said something bad about me on the radio or in the paper. You know, I think that L.A. is one of the weakest sports towns in the United States.
They don't hold the players accountable. They've never held the players accountable.
This has been terrible. And you know, all you got to do is ask the right questions. You know, we've seen this throughout the politic of the last 2015 years here. There isn't anybody that's going to go into a press conference and ask the questions necessary, and they don't do that here in sports. They don't do it. When I was with the Giants, man, there was 25 reporters from the tri-state area at practice, and they covered the Giants and the Eagles and the Jets and all of these teams that were clustered together through, you know, connected to by the trains. And what we're getting now is it's embarrassing, you know, to watch them.
Now, I listened to you analysts here for a little while, and yes, when you were on the Giants, you left because, face it, that team stunk for years, and that's why the reporters were going crazy. So while you guys are complaining about nobody holds people accountable in Los Angeles, let me look at my little record book that I brought right here. We got a Super Bowl champion in the Los Angeles Rams. We've had a world champion in the last 2 years, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Maybe almost a third if there wouldn't have been a couple of bad injuries. We had a championship from the Lakers, and maybe we'll get something out of the Kings. So how bad is it, analysts, here totally?
Well, we expect excellence. I mean,
come on, Mike. Gary, you're
we
going
are the
little...
Speaking of the Giants, we are the modern-day New York City in terms of sports, where we had the Yankees.
They haven't had the winners we've had in Los Angeles. We broadcast it, by the way, everybody, from Hollywood, California.
Well, it's we expect a lot. we've got, I mean, Lakers have won 17 championships. The Rams have won a handful of championships. The Dodgers have won a handful of championships. And if you're going to spend the kind of the amount of money that not only the teams are paying these players, but also the amount of money that every month you're paying into your cable bill to get Spectrum and all the different different networks so you can watch your favorite teams, you need to deliver a product. If you're going to charge me not only a couple $100 for the tickets, but you're going to charge me $100 on the concessions and on the parking, I want a winning product on the team.
Here's the deal, and I want to hear from Sultan on this, because cable subscriptions are still around because of sports. Because that's the one thing you can broadcast where people will look at the commercials and wait through the commercials for the game to resume. Otherwise, they're fast-forwarding through Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, or the FBI to get to the next segment. They're sticking through the commercials and looking at them and talking about them on the Super Bowl on all the sports broadcasts. And the agents are also at the cause of all this, too. I agree with you. The agents should just butt out after they negotiate their deal out of the owner's box. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, first of all, the agents represent four or five or six. They go out and they collect these great players, yep, these veteran players, and they sit back and decide what direction that these players want to go, and I'm going to facilitate super teams. I'm going to build two super teams on the East Coast and two super teams in the Midwest, and here's the players I'm going to do it, and coincidentally, they're my players, and I represent them. I've not heard from... and we talked about this, Mike. I've not heard from the commissioner of basketball, yeah, to come out and make a statement and tell us, hey, just a second. We all see what's going on with the Lakers, and I don't care if you like him or not. I don't like him that much, LeBron. You know, he's pulling apart a great franchise. And it's got to stop.
And the agents are doing the same thing. They're going, the great brains of the game, like the Jerry West of the world, are being kicked out. And you're telling me that the agents are putting together these super teams. That's where it's at.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever.
Hi, Tom Beaudet for Motel 6.
Learn more at
Exergen.com. We'll leave the light on for fur babies.
If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and Agent X. That's Fred Dreyer. Let me tell you, that's what's going on here. Now, baseball, we're not hearing much from baseball other than the release of Red Stitch Wine for Dodger manager Dave Roberts and former Giants infielder Rich Aurelia and John Mychek. Also, we got to give him a shout-out. But other than that, not much going on. That strike, what's happening there, Fred Dreyer?
Well, this is just a real pansy-like volleyball, you know. It's just going back and forth. God.
Some people play volleyball pretty rough. Come on.
Back and forth. Back
pansy.
And forth. It's pansy. There's no negotiation going on.
Come on. You got to spike it. You got to do some things. Anyway, so you're saying the negotiations are not really getting anywhere.
Well, look, I mean, the players don't want to talk to government officials. They want to talk directly to the owners.
So what do you mean by government officials?
Well, they want mediator. They don't want a mediator. Owners want mediators. They don't want to sit there idle and tell you, I don't like you. Here's the reason I'm not going to give you the money. Here's the reason that we're not going to negotiate this thing the way you want it to be. Face-to-face or direct through federal mediators. You know, that's the type of negotiations owners want. And I've said it a billion times, government sports, that's what we have today. Government baseball now, government football, we have everything. Anytime you want to bring in somebody other than the principal players, owners and players, that's the two people that should be in the room. Everybody else, just go outside and leave everybody alone. But owners are driving this wagon, and owners will come together. Owners will pull the plug on these negotiations and get down to it. One day there'll be a phone call over the weekend to somebody, and the next thing you know, they're talking, and everybody runs and hugs in front of the camera, and they all scatter for parts unknown for preseason games and stuff.
It's killing the tourism industry in Arizona. There's nobody there for spring training.
Well,
in Florida, nobody down there.
Yeah, it hurts everything, but that's all a part of the negotiation. You know, if you own 32 teams and you're a conglomerate and you've got a game plan on how to deal with the help,
that's it.
Then this is what you have. This isn't there's always been, except for 1 year, there's always been a season. However it's looked the last couple of years, but. It just boils down to at the right time. Another thing, that's one thing that did come out of it, and no one's really kind of like talked about this, but
what's that?
Designated hitter.
Oh yeah, is that coming to the National
League? We now have a unanimous vote.
Good.
And we now have both leagues with designated hitters. I think it's great. I think that's one concession that I think they got out of the way right away. Owners said, you know something, we agree with you guys. We want the older guys to stick around a little bit more. If you're a good hitter, great. If you can't run,
it's an unbalanced league if you don't do that.
And you can't have that.
I was a stickler to not have the designated hitter. Now that I saw how it worked, I'm for it.
I'm all for it.
I am too.
Yeah, I am too. I'm an originalist, but I think this is this has proven to be in the American League when it came out. It's proven to be a good thing for everybody, and I want to see Albert Pujols wherever he goes.
Yeah,
I want to see him stick around the league and come up and win games for people because he's not going to play in the infield every day.
No, I want Leon Wagner back.
Daddy Wags.
Angels. Leon Wagner from the Angels. Get him back. Now, Pam, who is our historian here, self-proclaimed by her, she's been sharing a lot of photos, and she says there's a lot of photos here now of talented actors that helped make Hunter a big hit. And she talked first off about this guy. Talk to me here. We got a picture. We're going to post this up lounge, Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Charles Hallahan.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Captain Charlie Devane in 110 episodes, Fred.
Yeah. He came in and right away we hit it off and all of this stuff, especially in television series, is chemistry. It's timing. It's putting the right people in the right roles at the right time, doing the right things. And all these people that were on, these six people here, were terrific. You know, they came in and they interpreted their roles correctly. Charlie was great. I told him, he came over to me his first day on the job, and I said, hey, Charlie, I'm Fred Dreyer. He says, yes. He says, hey, just push me around here and tell me what you want me to give you. I said, you and I are friends. We appreciate one another. We have respect for one another, and I'm rooting that you will see my job description my way. I want to be able to police the way I want to police within the rules and within the laws. He says, I got that. And I said, and I love baseball, and this was the capper. I love the 62 Phillies.
He loved the Phillies.
And he loved them. He loved the Phillies. So anyway, so that was Charlie, and he was fantastic. His son, little baby, was born.
Was Richie Allen on that team in 62?
I think I don't know. Was Richie Ashburn was.
Richie Ashburn, that's what I'm thinking of. You're right.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we got another guy here, too. Perry Cook, who played the coroner Barry Udall in 29 episodes. This guy looks a little bit like he could play a role. You know who I'd cast him as? Your guy that you always talk about, the architect that's on Fox News. So he's got some comments on there. Who's the guy that was always called the architect of George W.'s campaign? And he's a contributor on Fox News.
I know him.
I can't remember his name. Yeah, anyway, tell me about Perry Cook.
Perry was, you know, anytime there's somebody new introduced to the show, there's a little thing in the... there's a little note on the call sheet. It says, "Dear Perry, break a leg." You know, so I go there and I say, "You're the new guy. Coroner." He says, "Yeah." And I said, "Are you gonna be eating every scene as you're showing us the bodies? Is that what are you gonna be that guy?" He says, "I hope not." He says, "Don't ever let me do that."
Yeah. That's a good guy, Perry.
Perry's a good guy.
All right, now we also have Garrett Morris, who was on the show, portrayed flamboyant Arnold Sporty James in 27 episodes. Tell me about working with Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live.
Garrett was great. We laughed a lot about a lot of things, you know, sports and Saturday Night Live and I said, "Well, you broke away from there. Now you're here with us. This is good. My observation. It could be a complaint about the role of Sporty James. Sporty James was a pimp and a wise guy who was a shoeshine guy, and he infiltrated the streets. And so every time in the show, that Hunter and McCall, you know, with all this great technology behind them, found it difficult to come up with a lead on something. It stumped them. Hunter would say, I think I'll take a ride down La Cienega and see if I can talk to Sporty. So I'd pull up in my car. And I'd start talking to him, and he'd say, "Well, the word on the street is, you know, that's where the show was lifted into a different direction, you know, and so his character would give me tips and hints as to what I was looking for, and it would pop the case open and also introduce Sporty here doing what he does best is BSing to everybody.
All right, what about this guy, John Sheeran, who played Lieutenant Ambrose Finn in 26 episodes?
Yeah, Ambrose was a good guy, and they tried him as the chief, as Hunter's boss, and it didn't quite work when they found Charlie. He was before Charlie Hallahan.
Oh, okay. So he was before Charlie.
So John, they said, okay, we'll bring Charlie in as the chief. I mean, the chief to the squad room, but what we'll do is we'll move Sheeran over to a lieutenant, and he can kind of
he did a good job.
He can do what he does over there. You know,
now,
what,
you and, needed comic relief at sometimes. James Whitmore Jr. was there.
Jimmy was great. Yeah. You know his father,
Bernie Turwood.
He looks just like his father, James Whitmore.
He does look like James Whitmore. He actually does.
We talked a lot about his father and. And he was just great. He loved to laugh it up. We had good times, and he wound up directing most of the remaining shows of ours.
Did a lot of directing on that.
He did a lot of directing on it, and I remember the first day he was directing, and he got a phone call from Roy Huggins, the executive producer, and Roy, that was just, I think, Roy's way of letting him know that don't get a swelled head because you're directing Hunter. You know, you missed some shots here, and you can't do that. And Jimmy would, say, geez, I don't know if they're going to let me do any things. I said, they'll let you do some more. You know, there's no reason for you not to be able to be a staple.
What about this guy, Bruce Davidson?
Bruce Davidson was great. You've
played
seen
Captain
him.
Wyler and then the deputy chief in 16 episodes.
Yeah, you've seen him a million times. Yeah. People have seen him. And, we had a good time. Bruce was really good, and we laughed it up a lot. That was really great.
Now, we got a note here from John. Says, hi, Fred. Here to thank you for your role in the 80s TV show Hunter. With a surname people had difficulty pronouncing and spelling, I was looking for a name I could change it to. At that time, I was serving as a Metropolitan Police Officer in London, UK, and on one of my annual appraisals, a senior officer told me he had referred to me as a maverick, and he couldn't fault me as I got the work done, but in my own way. So the book says black and white, but I managed to work in my own gray area. So remembering your TV show, which was shown across the pond, that's how I acquired my present surname Hunter. So he's got a note from John Hunter.
So that's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, if he that's like all of us in life, you know, we have to figure it out to see if there's any room for us to exercise what we believe to be true.
Exactly. Matt Keating says, Mr. Dreyer, I love watching Hunter. It's been a nice diversion during these crazy times. Did you enjoy the episodes you directed?
I did six of them, and I enjoyed every single one of them. I learned an awful lot. And it was fun helping out, as they say.
Stevie says, is it true you'd wear upside-down knee pads taped in place when you played on hard AstroTurf as a football player?
Yeah, I did, and it saved me.
Did it save you? Kathy says, you're the reason I started following the Rams, and I've been a diehard ever since.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
And Kindu Guam Biden Harris says, Vince Ferragamo, Fred Dreyer, Jack Youngblood, Cullen Bryant, James Harris, made me a Rams fan, been a Rams diehard since 1976. When I first came to the U.S. mainland, been through it all, especially the name calling. Rams is forever.
God bless.
And we'll be back with more. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Christian Humphrey says, the only reason I care about at Rams NFL 1 hashtag Super Bowl 56 is at Fred Dreyer. How about that, Fred?
I don't get that.
He says the only reason he cares about the Rams is because of you, Fred Dreyer.
Oh.
By the way, we got a note here from Tom.
Thank you.
Saying greetings from Richmond, Virginia. So glad to have Tom on board. We have MXM says, did anyone make a prop bet on acknowledging the great at Fred Dreyer, 2 safeties in 1 game? How about that? Huh? That would have been a good prop bet. S. Gar says, Hunter could fight crime and play football. Hunter is the Rams' Mount Rushmore. Now, we got another picture that's here also. And in this picture that we have here, we have Fred Dreyer, number 89. And Helmet Addict says, Fred Dreyer with the Rams, television's Hunter. So that's a pretty good shot of you there. Looks like you're glaring at somebody.
Well, you can't see out of those things, you know.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Bob, that's Bob Brzezinski behind me, linebacker.
And then we got you out here. Looks like we got a picture. Let's see if we got another one here. Where's our other picture here? There we go. We have this one right here as a comment from you on the field there from Helmet Addict. It says, there you are, number 89. Who's 71? Do you know you're playing against there in blue on the Giants?
Gravel.
Gravel. Very good recall.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, he was good.
All right, that's our show. Boy, the show has went by. If you want to email Fred Dreyer, the email address is Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, there's your Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. The C stands for Championship Radio Network. You made that one up, didn't you, Fred? The Championship Radio
Network. I did.
That's good.
CRN.
And follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Great show, Fred. We got football news and more. Looks like Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend and he have split up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I saw that come across the news this week. We'll find out more about that and get it for you next
week.
That means
he's signing with the Packers.
Final thoughts for you from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, that number 71 was Gordon Gravel. He was an ex-Ram, too. He was a good guy and a good tackle. And I'll tell you, it's great to be back behind the microphone with you, Mike. You look fabulous.
Thank you. You look great. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.